I'm correspondent Tom Willmer, reporting from Las Vegas, New Mexico. Come along and join Michael Parenteau as he shares insights about the community nonprofit. For the last 6 years, Michael has been the executive director of Main Street de Las Vegas. There are about 2,000 Main Streets in America and 30 in New Mexico. Raised in Houston and Albuquerque, Michael moved to Las Vegas, New Mexico 8 years ago after retiring from the art world in Houston. He has become a serious Main Street convert and loves his work with downtown businesses. Join Michael to discover the rest of the story.
My name is Michael Parenteau. I'm the executive director of Main Street de Las Vegas in Las Vegas, New Mexico, the original Las Vegas.
Main Street is a national program, isn't it?
It's a national program started in 1984 by a woman named Mary Means. And Mary believed that if you don't have a healthy downtown, you don't have a healthy town. So we focus on the downtowns and mostly smaller towns around America, but there are some in larger towns also. In New Mexico, we have 30 main streets. Three of them are on reservations. So 27 in towns and three on reservations.
When did you start it here?
I came from a long career in the arts in Houston, Texas, and I moved up here 8 years ago and I started this job 6 years ago. And
so the Main Street job is what brought you here?
No, it's something I had retired, and it was something that just came up as a possibility, and I applied and I got it. And it's been fascinating because we're a national organization with about 2,000 Main Streets around the country, 30 in New Mexico. And as part of Main Street, we have our meetings in all the different towns. Mm-hmm. So we all get to see each other's towns. And that's super interesting to me. And it also means, like, in a position, like I'm walking into a whole new field for me. I don't have to reinvent anything because all the other towns are doing the same kinds mm-hmm. of things that we want to do. So it was great. And it was really fascinating.
The national membership help you awareness beyond the town.
Yes, there's a conference once a year in a different city. Mm-hmm. The conference this year was in Birmingham. It does. We work with the national office and they come in, like this year they came in with a whole project to help new businesses and new entrepreneurs start new businesses and new businesses get off the ground. But they also worked with two couples here in businesses that were retiring.
Oh,
so
wow.
That was like a whole new thing. They'd been in business 38 years mm-hmm. before the start of Main Street, but they came in and the vice president of Main Street came in and worked with these different groups. It was super interesting and he helped these people figure out how to retire. So they retired and they sold their building and now they're happy and somebody new has taken on their business. So
a little bit more about Main Street in function here in town and how it helps awareness.
So we do all kinds of things. Right now, so our district covers four different areas, and one of the areas is a really poor part of town in the railroad district, and we've raised $2.6 million to renovate the railroad district, and we're about halfway through that job. Through the state, we're able to get money from the capital outlay program at the state of New Mexico so that we can do things like renovate the railroad district.
Go specific about renovation. What you would like to do in a perfect world.
So what we're doing right now is we're doing all the infrastructure work. We had a flooding problem that we fixed in the first phase of this project. And we're now redoing the streets and the sidewalks and the streetlights. We're putting in solar streetlights. Things start to change already. Like, we have new businesses. We have building sales going on. Since the pandemic, you know, real estate has been crazy here. So in the railroad district already, even though it's only halfway done, we have this hotel that we're sitting in, the Castaneda Hotel, but we have all the other businesses around here. There's getting to be more and more businesses. And that's sort of our mission, right? To help the businesses come in, get started, and then we have this town where people come to the town because we have 933 historic buildings on the National Register. They also come to this town because we have this, and you saw this, we have this really fascinating shopping area with great stores and great all kinds of shops.
And they're all family owned.
Yeah, they're all family owned.
They're not chains anywhere.
And so during the pandemic, we did something called Cash Mob. We did live sales on Facebook, and we encouraged people through that holiday season, the first year of the pandemic, to shop local. And they did. The businesses survived. The pandemic ended. Then we had a major fire, and we did things around that. We created a grants program around that to help people and to help businesses, and they survived. So the town continues to thrive.
So you've got grant funding to work on Railroad District.
We got money from the state to work on Railroad District. We just got a grant to do, as part of that renovation, we're doing an art project. So we're creating sculptures in the Railroad District.
Public art.
Yeah, public art.
And
which is my background.
Cool. And then looking forward, what would be next on your horizon?
In my life or in this?
No, in Main Street.
In Main Street. No, what would be next is we're working on an art project, a mural project, a citywide mural project. We've done two murals, and now we have two more murals to do. And it's the first National Endowment for the Arts grant that the city has received, and we wrote that grant. And so we have two murals we're doing. We're doing one this summer, one in the fall. And then we're doing another public art project in the plaza area.
Mm-hmm. Plaza area, what a cool, historic.
You saw the plaza. It's a beautiful.
I love it.
It's a beautiful plaza. It's maybe, to me, the most beautiful plaza in the state of New Mexico.
Well, and the Plaza Hotel, what an elegant four-story
structure.
So
we're sitting right now in the Castaneda Hotel. Mm-hmm. The owner of that hotel owns also the Plaza Hotel.
Right.
And they're two really beautiful hotels.
I mean, this is a classic Railroad Hotel.
Yeah, this is a Harvey Hotel.
Yeah.
But it's not something you'd expect to find in a town. This is a town of 13,000, mm-hmm. and these are two pretty sophisticated hotels. It's a great place to come stay for a weekend, walk and shop in the district, you know, and go to the refuge and all that. Hike. Great hiking out here, too.
Hike right out of town?
That's not the Main Street district, but
yeah. But on the periphery.
On the periphery, right on the outskirts of town.
Okay, anything you want to add before we go?
I do think that Main Streets have been pivotal in all of these small towns surviving. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that until I became a Main Street director. I love my cohorts in the Main Street world, and I hope to see Main Street going on and on because it really does work.
Well, you might pass it along, but I think the only thing missing in your program is the signage. When you come into town,
we have new signs to put up on North and South Grant.
There you go.
So we, and the state supplies those, which is very cool.
But they're the ones that say, the logo, and
they have the Main Street logo. That's a great point. Yeah. It reminds me I have to get that done. It adds to my list.
There you go. Okay, to learn more about your world,
go to Main Street de Las Vegas on Facebook, or go to our website, mainstreetdelasvegas.org. And this is Michael Peranto saying thank you very much.
Michael, what a pleasure. Thank you for visiting. And I'm your host, Tom Wilmer.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.